Manushach. So, yeah. So the Gemara said this, Manushach. As we're to Kashan Shmuel. Manushach, who do you hold like Shmuel? How could you say such a locha? Ik Rabbanin Srulei, if you hold like Rabbanin, say, Lishach like Rabbanin, send back the way the Rabbanin say. And Ik Rabbiuda Srulei, Lishach like Rabbiuda, say locha like Rabbiuda, like we'll soon see. In other words, do you believe the father or don't you believe the father? That's a locha soon. That if either the locha, you believe the father. So what do you mean to tell me you have a doubt? What's the doubt? It's a machlokes later, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you believe a father or not. So what are you saying? If a suffolk for, well, say klo who you hold like. Shmuel says true, I tell you masafkele, that Shmuel had a doubt. Ikra Yehudi, Ikra Rabbanan, he had a doubt, taka, whether we believe the father or not. So therefore, one, if we don't believe the father, we'll go bosa the muchlik, and we'll say that son is the b'chor. See, he has the right to give two portions. If you hold, you go boss of the father, that son gets the b'chor. So therefore, Shmuel had a doubt what the locher is like. Therefore, both together comes and collects the b'chor together, and they'll divide it up equally. Another word says, Mahi, what's this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? The Tanya went on like this. The pasuk says, Yakir, Yakirenu l'achirim. Dash the pasuk by a b'chor, it says Yakir, which is an extra pasuk. It says, Hoya ben ha-b'chor, Yakir, it says. Lashon Yakir, like the father recognizes him. So we darshan Yakirenu l'achirim. The father has a right to tell us who is the b'chor. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, from this extra pasuk of Yakir, that the father has a right to acknowledge us, to teach us, tell us which one is the b'chor. From here Rabbi Yehuda learns out that Neman Adam Loima Zeh B'ni B'chor. A father has a special mnemonis. Even though the father is only an Eid Echad, and usually we don't believe in Eid Echad, and the frat here is a Shiloh Mumnis. Here is a Shiloh about Yerusha, how much money he's going to get, how much of a Chelik of Yerusha he's going to get. So usually for Mumnis you have to have two Eidim. Here Rav Yudah says it's a special Xeris Akosiv of Yakir. The Torah says, no, we believe the father. The father has a mnemonis to tell us, this is my son, the Bechor. That's Rav Yudah's Russia. That Neman Odom Loima Zeb B'ni B'chor. And therefore, even though there was a Chazok up until now, that Chaim Yankel was the B'chor, if the father says no, Shmuel is the B'chor, we believe the father. Vaita, Ukeshem Shen Neman Odom Loima Zeb B'ni B'chor, the same way your father is Neman to say, this is my B'chor, Kach Neman Odom Loima Zeb Ben Yerusha V'Zeb Ben Chalutza. Same type of an amonis a father has. Let's say he's a kohen and he has a son. So normal, the son is kosher to do the avodah. The father is neman to tell us, you should know that I married the gerusha, and the son we had was from the gerusha. Therefore, the son's a cholol, and he's possible to do the avodah. That the father is neman. Again, for somebody else, we don't believe in eid echad. A shayla of yuchsin, you need to aid him. But there also is a special mnemonis, you believe a father has this mnemonis, so he's allowed to tell us that this is his son, that also he was born to, from his wife, that was a grusha, and therefore the kid is possible. Yeah. 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 This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. However, the father has no nemonis. Rashbam says, the father has no nemonis to say, this my son is the b'chor. Befrat in the case where we had a muchzik, that up until now, in Yemdom, he was not the b'chor, the father has no nemonis to say he is the b'chor. All right, turn over. Yeah. So again, the chom say the chom maimrim ain't a neman. He's not neman. Like Rashbam says, loy be bechor v'loy becholol. Ukugoyin Rashbam says clearly, shemuchzokem beyechad shu bechor. In the case where we have a muchzik that up until now, the last 40 years, everybody thought that Chaim Yankel was the bechor. So if the father comes and says somebody else is the bechor, we do not believe the far. We do not believe the father. Ukro muki betzarach hakera gan shabo mechodesh bekan ve'muchzik. I, the Pesuk says, Yakir, Mashmi would believe the father. So Chum say, that's talking about a case where a new mishpacha moves into town. And nobody knows anything. We don't know which one of his sons is the Bechor. So if we do not have a chazaka one way or the other way, then the Chum also will agree. A father has the right to tell us, this is my Bechor. But just in a case where up until now it was muchzik to us, that Chaim Yanko was the Bechor, the father has no namonis. He's only a neidechad, he has no namonis to go against the chazaka to tell us that Shmuel is the Bechor. That's the machlokes, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Therefore, Bshan Shmuel before, that he said it was a sofik, because Shmuel had a doubt, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Chachamim, or do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? Yeah. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Rava, so Nachman Yitzhak said to Rava, Bishlai Mala Rav Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. The Pesuk says, Yakir, it's an extra word to teach us that there's a new mnemonis. The Torah says, we believe a father when he says, this son is the Bechor. Even though it was a muchzak up until now, not that way, we believe the father. According to Rabbanan Shita, Yakir Lamali. Why does the Pesuk say an extra word? Yakir, it's extra. You're telling me that we do not believe the father. So Gemara says, the Torah says, Betzarach HaKeira, no, we do believe the father in a case where we know nothing. A new mishpacha moves into town, we don't know anything, who the Bechor. In such a case, of course, then we do believe the father. The father tells us, this son is the Bechor, then we will believe the father. The moral of my hirchasa, what's the geitu? The Mesev Loi, Pishanayim, that this, we believe the father when he says, this son is the Bechor, that when it comes the day of Yerusha, he'll get two portions. For the Gemara, lo yehi el achar. No, for that you don't need a special exasakosif. Let's say we will not believe the father that he's the Bechor. Let's say this son that he says, Chaim Yankel, let's say is only really the second born. But still, ilu boy lemeisav leva matono, milo yoiv lei. Like, what's the difference? Even if you don't believe the father, that he's really the Bechor. But the father now is telling us he's the Bechor. What does the father mean to tell us by saying he's the Bechor? That he wants to give him two portions. So it's not worse that the father Stam says to my youngest son, I want to give him two portions. The father could do what he wants. If he wants to give him a present, he can give him a present. So what do you need the Pesuk Yakir altogether? We believe the father that he's the Bechor, even if you wouldn't believe him as if he's a Bechor. Still though, he has the right to give him a present. So Gemara says, "Lo tzricha b'nechosim shenoch v'loy liyachem mekan." We're talking about the chosim the father first gets later on. So those nechosim later on, the father can't give from matana right now. He'll go b'toros Yerusha later. Therefore, it's a nafkemino. If we believe the father that he's a bechor later b'shas Yerusha, he'll get two portions. But it only goes b'toros matana right now. He'll only get two portions what the father owns right now. For the Gemara, the Ula Ramei, but according to Ramei Yeshita, the Yomar Odo Makna Dovash Lobo Lierlom Yakilomli. Ramei says, no, a person has the right to give away a present right now to somebody else, even though he doesn't have it yet. So here also, even though the father doesn't have this property, but any property that he will get later, he has the right to give it away right now to his son. So again, what do I need this new Zeres custom of Yakir? That we believe the father, he's a Bechor. Even if he wouldn't believe the father is a Bechor, he has the right to give him two portions anyway. Also Matana. Sumar says, no, the Nafkamina is, I'll tell you, B'nechosem shenof nuloi kishu geisis. Let's say when the father, Mamash, was on the dying bed, he was a geisis, he was half gone already, that's when he got property. See, if you tell me now the father wants to give him a Taurus a present, a geisis can't give a present. He doesn't have that much das, he can't give away a present. But if it's a Teresh Yerusha, then Lamaisa, the Geistes, could receive the property, so the son would Yashin to Chalokim, Satanaf Kamina. When the father says, this son is a Bechor, if we really believe him, so even though the father gets property when he's a Geistes, a dying man already, so he owns the property, he can't give it away for a present, but Teresh Yerusha, the Bechor would get two portions.
Since we believe the Father, that Son gets two portions of it. If we do not believe the Father, just it goes with Erasa Matono, when the Father is a Goysis, he can't give away any presents.
Such Maskamina, the currency of Yudataka, that there is such a lach of Yakir, we believe him. No.
Talking about now, the Father said before he's a Bechor.
Just Maskamina is he gets property when he's a Goysis. Like his father, grandfather died when the son was a Goysis. And then the son died. So the son yashin the grandfather. So the shalom is though, does the son now get a Bechor? Does he get two portions or not? Talking about a word like this. We had a chazok in the last 40 years that this Chaim Yankel, he was the Bechor. All of a sudden now, 40 years later, the father wakes up and says, you should know, my son Shmuel, he's the Bechor. So Neman, Chuzbazak of Yehuda, do we believe the father? The father is Neman, even though it's against the chazok. What about Hoyu Muchzokin boy, Shein the Bechor? We had a muchzok that this son is not a Bechor. V'yomar oviv b'choru, and the father now says there's a b'chor, ain't a neman, we don't believe the father. So chorus of mod nazach, what's going on here? Why not? So more says chorus of reisha Reb Yehuda, for sefer rabbon, chorus of kasha. The reisha says we believe the father, even though he's going against the chazoko, that's like Reb Yehuda shita. So we dash in the posuk yakir, a father has a special nemonis upon his own son, even though it's against the chazoko. And then the Sefer says no, that if we had a chazoka, that this son is not a Bechor, the father is not believed to say he is, that's like the Rabbanim. So of course the theory, one brisa, a Reish and a Sefer, what's going on here? Usually you don't say that a Reish and a Sefer is two different on the Yom, usually it's the same person. Someone says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, maybe more like a thing, that the Spanakashim was answering that like a truth. One second. The Gemara is saying that is the pshat. And this Bryce and Echnami, that the Reish is according to you, then the Seif is according to Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Benihu, let's say first the father said, this is my son. V'choz of Yomer Avdehu. And then the father later changes his mind and says, no, this is not my son, this is my Yevet Kanani. Halach Rezein Neman, we don't believe him. Since for the first he said it's a son, Havad, there's no reason, if it was really his Eved, they have no reason to say it's a son. So since first he said a son, we don't believe him when he changes his mind to say it's an Eved. We say, no, it's a son. What about the opposite way? After you, first the father said that this person here is my Eved. V'choz of Yom Benihu, and then he said, no, it's my son. Neman, he's believed. Why? Because you know what he meant to say? To Mishamashli Kav de Kamar. All he meant to say is that this son is such a good son, he serves me like my slave. That's all he meant to say. But the other way makes no sense. If first you say he's your son, and then you say he's an Eved, that nobody says. Nobody says upon his own son he's an Eved. So therefore, when you said first it's your son, you meant it. And Avdi, you don't mean it. But the other way, if first you said he's an Eved, and then you say it's his son, we believe you. Because really he's your son. All you meant to say is such a good son, he's mishamish me, mamish like an Eved. What's going to be the chilufa abeis ha-mechas? Let's say going through a place that you have to pay taxes, it's just the opposite there. That at first the person said he's my son, and then he said he's my Eved, so locher is then we would believe him. Because for a son you don't have to pay tax, but for an Eved you have to pay tax. So the reason why first he said it's his son, because he wanted to free himself from tax. But the opposite way, first he said he's an Eved, that he had to pay taxes, and then he said it's his son, then we don't believe him. Because if it was really his son, he would have said right away, why does he want to pay taxes for? So therefore, if it's v'chiluf, it's the opposite way around, by taxes. What about, hoye oiver al beis ha-mechas? He was going past through the place he had to pay tax. V'yoma b'nihu. First said it's my son, the chos of Yomer Avdihu. Then it says my Eved Neman. He's not believed. Because why? Because when he said it was the son, he said it to free himself from taxes. But then later, when he said it's a Zevet, we believe him because really it's a Zevet. What about Amar Avdihu? First he said it's my Yevet, so I have to pay tax. For Chazav Yama Benihu, ain't an Eman, he's not believed. Because the Svari is like, why'd you say, if it was really your son, why'd you first say he was a slave? What are you making yourself pay taxes for nothing? Meisvei Avakasha. Hoyomisham Shoy Keben, yet somebody that served you like a son. No, it's not, there's a difference how a son serves you and how an Eved serves you. So he had somebody that served you like a son. And you say he's your son. And then you say, no, he's your Eved. And in Eved, we don't believe you. Because Laisi served you like a son, and you said first he's your son, so that's it. What about this person mamish first served you mamish like a real slave? First you say he's your Eved. And then you say he's Bini, and then we don't believe. Sechura. There's a kasha. Here we see, we don't believe him when he says it's the son. And before we said, at first you say it's your Eved, and then you say it's a son, we do believe you. And we said what you meant to say is that this son serves you like an Eved. So what's the theory? Here we say, Inan Neman, or Manachem Bayitzchak. Hosom de Kori lo Avdo Meitzar Meya. There, it was talking about, you call him your Eved Meitzar Meya. Ma Meitzar Meya, what does it mean, Meitzar Meya? It means Meitzar Avdo Kuvzuzi. It means my Eved, that's worth $100. That's what you meant to say. Hashbam says, the Kori lo Avdo Meitzar Meya Klema. Eved Gomeru Li. This is a real slave. She Smuchim Li Olov. Maya Dinri, the Meitzah Shaloi Klema, Sheshova Maya Dinner. He said he's worth $100. Look at Kiyomer Avdi, Yevchaz Yomer Bnei and Emon. As if the person first said, this guy's my slave, and he's worth $100, if he spoke out so much, then when he says, lady, he's my son, then Avadi, we don't believe him. And the ratio of Shaf was, Stam, you said this guy's my Eved. And then you said, it's your son, we believe him. You meant to say, he works for you like an Eved. But here we said, how much he's worth, then we don't believe him. Sholach le Rabbah, Rabbi Yosef bar Choma. Hoy melech haveroi. Avdi ganafta. Somebody said, you stole my Eved. Hoy melech ganafta. And the other one says, no, I did not steal. Or else, Matib Rasach, what is he doing by you? And so, if he didn't steal it, what is he ever doing by you? The guy says back, no, Atta Machat, you sold it to me. Or Atta Nasati Matoni, you gave it to Matono. With Sain Chishovali, if you want to swear, but don't take it. The guy says, listen, I bought it, but if you want to swear that it's yours, swear and take it. Venishpa and the guy swore, ain't a Yachal Achsa, but he can't retract. My cash, Matanino, I'm like, yeah. All right, let's stop here. We'll go with this more again tomorrow. We'll stop over here. You're all holding the Kuf Chav Ches. They just last Gemara go over again. Last Gemara in the Kuf Chav Zayin Amadeiz was the bottom Gemara was Sholach Le Rav Abba the Rav Yosef Bar Choma. Ha'im Melech Averoi. If Reuven says to his friend, listen, Avdi Ganavta, the Eved you have, you stole from me. It was my Eved. Ru'ay Meloi. And the other person says back, Loi Ganavti. And Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you stole my slave. Shimon answers back and says, no, you should know, loy ganavti, I did not steal it. If so, Reuven says to Shimon, so then, mativ yeslecho, what is my Eved doing by you then? So Shimon says back, simple, atam mechatali, what do you mean? You sold it.